Blog Talk Radio.
Connection on Wednesday night, and Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Well, tonight we're having our family show, Connecting Our Foundation.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And how are you doing this evening? How's the family?
Well, everyone's well. Thank you. And how about yours?
Everybody's doing pretty good on this end. Can't complain. And thank you to the listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. Ashe. Namaste. Right on. Let the sun shine. I love it. I love it. Let the sun shine in the fifth dimensions. And as they mentioned in the beginning, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter is aligned with Mars, let's slow it up and let's go to tomorrow, family. This is the last super full strawberry moon of this year, tomorrow. Get into your connection with the universe. All of these things are happening and giving us so much information. We didn't have the show last week, and I wanted to mention that we were coming up on Father's Day this Sunday. But more than that, the numbers just resonated with me, 444 or 404040, because that date happened to be June 20th, 2021, which comes to a 4. And when you looked at it, it was Father's Day. Father's 36, day is 7, that's 43, which is a 7. And it happened to be the summer solstice. Summer 24, solstice is 30. Let me get this right. 24 and 26 is solstice. 36, I'm sorry. 36 is solstice. And when you add it up, it's 60. 60 plus 43, which is Father's Day, comes out to be 103, which is another 4. And for me in my region, it happened at 10:30, which is another 4 p.m. Sunday night. So I saw that 444 real quick, or 40-40-40. That took me back to how we spend most of our life. 40 years of our life working 40 hours a week for 40% of our pay. 40-40-40.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention that, because I did all of my rituals that night, bringing the summer solstice in, and I'll be doing it tomorrow with this full super strawberry moon, because all of these solar or celestial events are happening in us as well as happening on the outskirts of our universe. We don't need to look up. We need to get into it so we can feel what's being given at these particular junctions during these celestial events, because we are part of it.
Yes.
So just wanted to mention that, so that those of us who are in tune with these changes, because as a lot of people keep saying, they keep saying a whole bunch of stuff happening. It's in the wind, and it's a change, but we got to understand every season has a reason. Every season has 3 months. This is the month of heat. We're going to bring on the heat. And when we know we can turn that word, those letters around, heat or heater, and we see the haters.
Oh,
because
we're
going to see a lot of hate. We're going to see a lot of hate this summer with all this nonsense going on. So, again, we already feel it. We're talking about it, and we know what the summer brings. So just be a little bit more aware and attentive. So with that being said, for the beginning, we can start off with the current events.
Okay, well, I had one that I found really interesting, and I had sent it to you just that it was that interesting about the birds.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
I sent it to you maybe about an hour or two ago. I was late sending it
okay.
to you.
Okay, that's probably why I didn't see it.
It's about the birds that are dropping dead. And the article, why a large number of birds dropping dead and multiple, we didn't have enough weird things going on. Now birds are suddenly dropping dead in large numbers all across the eastern half of the country. Before they die, a lot of these birds are exhibiting very strange symptoms. Experts are telling us that in many cases, birds are developing crusty or puffy eyes, and often they appear to go completely blind. In addition, quite a few of these dying birds lose their ability to stay balanced, and we are being told that some are seen to be having seizures. If scientists understood what was causing this to happen, that would be one thing, but at this point, they have no idea why this is taking place, and this is quite alarming. So far, confirmed incidents of this strange phenomenon has been documented in D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. You want me to go on, or is that enough for you?
That's actually enough. That's good, and I'm quite sure that the family has got the gist of what has stirred their antennas up, their hair to rise on the back.
Let me tell you this one thing in it. We're being told that blue jays, common grackles, grackles, and European starlings are the most common birds that are being affected.
Okay. So, again, as you was reading, spiritually where I went, it took me to the canary in the cave because that's what they usually use, canaries or birds in the cave when they were going in mining or whatever they were doing, if there were certain gases that came up, the canaries would die first, and they would see it and start getting out of the cave. So yeah, this is no more than the canary in the cave, and the cave is the earth itself. Because again, they're saying they're scientists. Yeah, we don't want to get too wrapped up into what they're scientists and experts, because we're our own scientists and experts.
Yeah.
When we have our own discussions like this family discussion. So for me, when you said that, what hit also, besides the canary in the cave, was that are they testing, and I feel yes, they are, testing the 5Gs in certain areas, and these birds are feeling the effect first. So for me, family, start being aware, especially with those particular cities that you mentioned, that this is happening, but don't get it twisted. It's coming to a city and state near you.
Yeah, you know what it brought my mind to? It brought my mind back to this. I'm sorry, brother.
Go ahead.
No, it brought me back to years ago.
Years ago, go ahead.
Years ago, in D.C., there was a, I think his last name was Walker. And it was when Obama was in office. If not, it was Bush, but I'm pretty sure it was when Obama was in office. And the birds and things then were dying, but it was blackbirds that were dying. And he went to D.C. somehow or another. He worked in D.C. It was something that he did in D.C. But it alarmed him so bad that the birds were just dropping dead. And he went to D.C., and whatever happened, when he got back on that train and everything, he came back, and I said, now, if you live in Delaware, you would see how crazy this all sounded. Because he got on the train, and he got off in Wilmington. Then he went to Newark, but he lives in Newcastle, so he went to Newark to come to Newcastle. Well, Newark is further out than Newcastle. So that was strange. You know, why would you get off and, you know, go to Newark, and then go back to Newcastle, where you live at, and then somehow or another you make it back in Wilmington, but they find you dead in the trash can. Mm. And they say that, you know, even the tapes and everything that it had of him, where he was in Newcastle, he lived in Newcastle, you know, and he was close to his home from, you know, the videotape that they showed you. So, but he was poisoned and everything, but, you know, of course, to this day, nobody knows why. They do know that he was upset about the birds and the fish dying. You remember when that happened, when the birds were just dropping dead? The black birds?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember back then.
Yeah,
so
that happened. Pardon me?
No, I was just saying, yeah, I remember that during Obama's administration, and it just brings me right back to right here, right now, dealing with what we're talking about in the article, using today's date, which I didn't get into, mm-hmm. being 6/23/2021, which comes up to a 7. No coincidence that 7 comes up to Bird. Bird comes up to 16. 1 + 6 = 7. And like I said, this is no more than a test. Test is 25. 2 + 5 = 7. They use the birds just like they use rats and mice and monkeys in tests.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is no more than a test. And like I said, family, get prepared because, again, all this with this vaccine is really going to come to a head because the heat is going to bring on a lot before we get into what we're going to see start to fall. Because after the summer, we get into autumn, and that's called fall. So a lot of this stuff that they're setting up is going to start to fall, but we're going to see the process of everything being set up this summer for the fall to happen in autumn. So, yeah, this is a test, and we have to line ourselves and our focus up on what they're doing, especially when they tell us as much as they're supposed to be so experts
mm-hmm.
that they don't know what's happening. You know, so we can figure it out.
Yeah.
And like I said, all it's doing is no more than a warning mechanism that's letting us know to prepare.
Yeah, I agree. Also when they said that they were black, I mean, not black, they said these were bluebirds. Remember, they also specified bluebirds. And, and I just don't. You know how they, I don't know if they say it there, but I know here where I've heard the saying, you know, that they were blue-black.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I was like, oh, man, so they're coming after black people again, which we already know they are.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, it's all about us.
Yeah.
It's all about us.
So that's just. Yes. Yeah. So that was another thing that just grabbed my attention.
They know their genetic makeup. They know who they are. They've been testing on their cells and making Frankenstein monsters and clones and whatever. But it's us, our DNA, that they can't figure out. They know the key is that source of melanin that we hold that gives us our melanated tone. Melanated pigment, and they know that's the most vital plant and human on this planet, animal on this planet that has that melanated pigment in their skin. So yeah, this is for me, this is a reason that they're so upset. Black people, and they want to be melanated and have what we have that they do not have. But I don't want to get off into that. Go to the next current event.
Okay, well, this next one is just, I just found this, you know, in light of everything that's going on today. John McAfee, the antivirus software creator, has been found dead in his cell in Spain. And, of course, they're saying that it is a suicide.
Sound like Jeffrey Epstein again to me, a suicide and this, that, and the other. Found dead in the same.
You know what I noticed now, look, last month or maybe the month before, in the last couple of months, McAfee is no longer available. You know, they were taking it off of, you know, the Internet. Before, you had to have McAfee, you know, in order for everything to work, and now they took it off. And then, you know, you found out, okay, well, now he was found dead. And I just thought that was strange. I didn't even know the man was in jail.
It's so much happening so fast that we can't keep up with the players.
Nope.
As they put him in jail, set him up, you know, kill him off, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
It's always something, you know, but yeah. That is strange that, as you said, within the last few months, McAfee's been taken down and taken off the Internet servicing, and now they put something else where you can get other type of safeguards and protection instead of McAfee. So, and like you said, yeah. Boom, he comes up dead. So it's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's a red
flag. I mean, I thought we do have a caller with their hand up, and forgive me, Sister Pastor, that opened up your line earlier, and it was my error. I'm sorry. But I'm going to let you in real quick, and then we can get started with the show. Is that okay with you, Brother Eddie?
Sure can.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello,
thanks,
Sister Pastor. I pray that you're well.
Oh, girl. I'm not even going to go there right now. This is very, very challenging. I just want to say thank you, Brother Harris, because I was wanting to reach out to you, and I guess it wasn't meant to be, because this information that Sister Antoinette about the birds and the locations, and my brother-in-law just made, my son-in-law, just made his transition, which was very symbolic. So we'll talk at a show. You can mute me, Sister Antoinette, and thank you for that insightful information. We really need to talk about these things. So thank us. That's all. And I thank you for having this show at this time, because it's helping my pain, helping me to focus on something else other than that. Thank us.
Thank you, Mother AZ. And go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
I was going to tell you, when Brother Eddie's finished speaking with you, if you press the number one, it'll take you out of the queue. So that way when you're ready to talk again. Okay, right now I still have you open, so it's not going to count.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up right quick. My phone is acting crazy. I'm going to hang up and then call back in, and I won't push it. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're not trying to get you to hang up, though.
No.
Okay,
what I'm saying is it's not working to do that. So I have to hang up and then call back in. It won't let me punch it. I already punched it 3 times, and you still see my light?
Well, that's because your line is open. Once I mute you, then when you can do it.
Oh,
when I mute
okay.
your line, then you can press the one, and it'll put your hand up when you're ready. But when I press when I put you back on mute, press one to take you out of the queue, and then press one again when you're ready to come back. Okay.
Okay, I learned something. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome. Okay, forgive me for interrupting, Brother Eddie.
No problem. I just wanted to say much love, Mother AZ, and we constantly got you in our prayers, our thoughts, and uplifting you for your energy and knowing that you're dealing with that pain and helping you get through it. And I'm glad you are listening right now to divert your attention, as you said, off the pain. So. Hopefully the energy of the family will resonate and give you a little bit more comfort. Thank us,
yes,
Mother
AZ. Yes, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put you there now. Okay, Brother Eddie. It was just Sister Parrish, she had her hand up before, just let her know. But now, when you're ready to get started.
Okay. If you don't have another current event, we'll go ahead and get started. Because like I said, as we said, this is a family show, and I want the family to call in.
I didn't do too many current events because, we have a lot to cover, just with the, with the family show, just with that.
So that's cool. That's good. And like I said, family, hopefully what I start off with will inspire and ignite different thoughts.
Yes.
In the different regions of our brain, because, again, this is what the foundation is, no more than our collective thinking coming together. So as you just did, I like to start off with the one, like we did when we were dealing with the one, but dealing with the numbers of 3-7, dealing with 30% and 70%.
Yes.
And we know that 70% of this planet is basically water, 30% is mass. We reflect the earth with our temple, our body. So that 70% of water reflects the 70% of who we are. And let's use it the way biblically they talk with the seven, since we've been on the seven with the bird earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being a test. Well, they say we sin from the flesh. Well, understanding flesh is 25, which is that seven. That flesh is dealing with the water that we are mostly composed of, because understanding that the water that runs on top of the earth, any water on top, being rain, being the oceans, being the water we drink, take showers, bath, all of that water has 70% negative ions. Negative ions. So we're basically engulfed in nothing but negativity as we go through our lives. And it's the 30% that's the positive. And that's why that 30% being inside the flesh or inside us is when we always say that you got to go inside to get the positive, to bring it out, to deal with all of the negative that we are dealing with, we're bombarded with on a daily basis. Because even thinking with what you've just done and what we do every week, when we get into current events, and even when callers call in and give information, 70% of what we're talking about is negative. Everything that you talked about this evening was negative, dealing with the two current events, negative.
Yes.
But it's that's not saying it's bad. This is just that 70% that we're in, family, and it's like, we can't get it twisted. This is why we have to go inside ourselves to find the positive.
Yeah.
This is why I'm always, I don't care how I'm feeling or what I'm going through. Family, you will never know it unless it's something detrimental, like with my mom's or something. But other than that, I'm going to give you the positive, because that's my negative that I got to deal with. We all got it. But you don't give anybody your negative. You want to feed them the positive. Give them the good. Because they got enough negative, like we got enough negative, as we say. Anytime we turn on the news or commercials, it's negative, negative, negative. Very seldom, or that 30% is positive.
That is so true.
So, we don't have to get emotional, because understanding emotions come to 29, which is a 2, 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. But that's no more than understanding that once we get in tune with the universe, there's no need for emotions to take involved, because the universe is 38, which is 2.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the universe that we are living here, we're no more than a battery a battery. See, because a battery has that negative and positive charge. And that's what we're grounding, the negative. That's why ground is seven. This is why we ground the negative ions that we're getting and receiving daily when we get out in nature, nature being seven, grounded in the ground, ground being seven. But getting back to the battery, to the universe being two, understanding the battery does not discriminate. Or, let me put it plainly, the universe. We're the battery just reflecting the universe. So it's the universe that does not discriminate. Because the universe is both negative and positive.
Yeah.
That's why negative is 36, a 9, and positive is 38, a 2, 9, 11, 9 plus 2, which brings you back to the 2, the universe. That's why the universe does not discriminate. It's both. It's both up and down. Up is 9, down is 11. There's that 9, 11, that battery again, that negative and positive charge. It's black and white. That's 9-11. It's male and female, 9-11. At its core, this is what we are, that battery, both positive and negative. But we have the choice, the decision to make that negative remain negative, or change that negative into a positive. We, each individual, does this. Nobody else can do it for you. We remain in the negative because we choose to.
Yeah.
But this is what we do, take back that seven with our true intentions. Intention is 34, which is that seven. Good intentions, good, baby, not negative, not bad. So, again, I wanted to start off with that so it would open us up. See, because even, like I said, it's these numbers of what they're doing when we really see them, because we are always talking about hackers now, hacker, hacker, hacker. And what are they hacking?
Yeah.
They're hacking the computer system. Oh, boy, no. This is what they got us looking at. Russia hacking, who and who hacking, China hacking. No, it's the government that's hacking. They're the hackers who are hacking what? Our brain. Hacker is 23, which is 5. Computer is 32, which is a 5. Brain is 14, which is a 5. While we're looking at that artificial computer, they're hacking our brains. And as we said, they're using a vaccine to get to our brain. Vaccine 23, which is that 5. So we can see everything that they talk about that they don't know, or scientific or technology, no. It's all coming back to, we can see what they're trying to do to us in one facet or another. We can see it. And these are the classes that we need to have, family discussions where everybody brings their piece of the puzzle to the table. So again, I'm going to bring a little bit of positive now. And hopefully this will stir up a little bit more in the family. Brother Mel happened to be on Sister Bev's show. I think he was the last caller. And he made the statement dealing with, we need to see if we could come up with something to save our people who have taken this shot.
Oh, yeah.
And how we could show them and teach them how they could get this poison out of their system. What can we do, you know, to help those who have already fallen prey to this vaccine. And as soon as he said that, go ahead, what you say?
I said, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Like I said, it hit me spiritually. I had to text him after the show because it just resonated so hard, because the first thing that I thought of that I could come up with that I just started doing and did it again today, mm-hmm. to see that I'm not saying it will or will not,
yeah.
but again, it depends on the individual. So just giving what I've been doing to basically, and this is for me personally, just to get toxics out of my mm-hmm. body, not thinking about this vaccine or anything. These are just everyday toxics or weekly, you know, because I just started this
yeah.
Sunday dealing with the summer
mm-hmm.
solstice, so it's everything resonates. But when he said it just took me to Dr. Delbert Blair, because Dr.
Yeah.
Delbert Blair was a genius when it came to understanding the magnetic forces and pull that things have in nature
mm-hmm.
and just material itself. And I got a 4 by 6 inch magnet from Dr. Blair when he was still living that
mm-hmm.
was teaching me how to use it to basically charge my water and food by putting it on real plates and silver and this, that, and the other, and actual glass, and put it on the magnet before I ate. So
okay.
when Brother Mel said that, I was like, ooh, let me start something. So I got some foot buckets, I guess you might as well say, for if when you get pedicures. And
oh,
I filled
okay.
them up
yeah.
with hot water and let them cool down. Put the magnet in there. Put Epsom salt. Put a little peroxide. And
mm-hmm.
also put 2 of my biggest also in each bucket. And then what I do, I would get up. And it's all dealing now with the 5. And again, like we
yeah.
started this year, stay on your 5. So the 5 that you start off with is your rituals. Rituals are 32, which is 5. Whatever rituals you have, within my rituals of doing this, I then play my music, and with my music, I start to dance. Dance is 14, which is 5. So part of my rituals is for me to dance, because the key of what I'm doing, I'm trying to change, raise my vibration. But at the same time, I have to move my feet, because feet are 23, which is 5, which is part of the ritual, which is part of the dance 5.
Yeah.
That you're generating the heat while you dance. And preferably, if you can do it for 5 minutes and work up a sweat, this is why they said we dive using our blood, sweat, and tears. Well, sweat is 23, which is another 5.
Yes.
So once you got all of this basically charged up in your body, then this is your defense, or for me, again, 5. Defense is 32. This is part of my defense, going through my rituals, dealing with the dance before I submerge my feet in the water that has the magnet and the crystals. I only had 1 magnet, so it's like I would change after 15 minutes. I put the magnet for the other foot, but so you give it equal time. But again, that 5, when your foot is in the water, it's going through a change. Change is 5. And what you're trying to do is to remove the toxics from your body, from the top all the way to the bottom, coming out of your feet. Well, remove is 23, which is a 5. See, we can move, or we can remove something. And it all deals with the five called your thought. You have to be in control of your own thought. Your interpretation, interpretation 59, 5 plus 9, 14, 1 plus 4, we back to the 5. Your interpretation, your thought being 41, thought. So this is part of your rituals, but you have to remain focused in your true intention. True being 23, which is 5. Your intentions have to be true. This is why you keep focus. And it's no coincidence that today is Wednesday, and we always do the show on Wednesday, but Wednesday is the fourth chakra, or the green color chakra. Green is 23, which is 5. So it's no coincidence. The reason I said you use crystals, because once you get into your rituals of understanding the powers of your crystals, if you're into it, crystals are 32, which is also 5. This is why you're using this, because once we do, we're on our way to what they call, when you're a drug addict or anything else, recovery. This is our recovery. Recovery, again, 32, which is a 5.
Yes.
So, again, we have the authority. Stop giving the authority to the government. Authority is 41, which is a 5. We have the authority. Who has authority over you unless you give them the authority? They have none.
Yeah. That's true.
So,
and we give that away.
That's it.
We give away
And what I found out, too, family, which was, I could really, truly feel the difference when I put my foot on top of the magnet and put the crystal on top of my foot. I felt the energy going through my foot into the magnet.
Mm.
And this is a quartz crystal, so it has no metal in it at all. But you could feel that power of that crystal generating through my foot in the water. And again, water holds memory. Memory is 16, which is that 7. So it's like, if any, I know we have some movie buffs out there, and it's an old movie that came out in the 90s that was called Constantine with Keanu Reeves. And if any of the family can remember that movie, he did 2 scenes in that movie that I can remember. Might have been more. But one of the scenes was where he put his foot in a bucket of water and went through his rituals where he was able to teleport down to hell or whatever they want to call the place that he went to see. And it was another scene where he submerged his total body in a tub of water. Again, water is the key to memory. That's the only reason I use that particular movie. But again, understanding Constantine, it's taking us back biblically, but that's another story. But just using that image of how we create our own reality. When we get into our particular rituals, meditations, and visualizations, because we have the power, and they done put it in movies, and we done got it twisted thinking that these are actual movies, and this is all it is entertainment, not knowing that they're mimicking what we could really do, but they got us so convinced and so programmed to where we see it as only entertainment. Not knowing that these cell phones, we've been using them for such a time now. I hate to say it, that I just don't feel that this generation going out, my generation, will know how to even start to rekindle that memory that we have, that we have telepathy. Because telepathy is 2. Cell phone is 2. Communications is two. We are using an artificial means of telepathy called the cell phone, which means that our telepathy ability has not only got so dull, it's dead in a lot of us. It's actually dead. So these are the things that the so-called authority of the government is now saying that people are capable of doing. They're telepathic. You know, you telling us something we already know, but we forgot. And this is why the memory, and through water, the memory is intensified. Because that water holds a electrical charge, water being four, electricity being four, magnet being four. This is why I put the magnet four in the water four, to stimulate the electricity four, not just from my body, but the water in and of itself, and put my intentions with the crystals through my rituals in my intent. We can all do it. Find your way, family. This is just the way I'm sharing that I'm still in a development stage of this to see how far I can go. But hopefully you can take something from it and, hey, design whatever it is yourself. But for me, the key is water. Use whatever you want to use with the water. Like I said, I'm into crystals and magnets. There's something strange that I heard yesterday on Sister Beverly's show that I had to share. Two things. One was that we've heard how all of these jobs and everything, and this is why I feel most of our people will basically take this shot, because of their job, their income, it's their way of living, which is, that's understandable. This is why I wanted to say, coming up with something to use to drain this poison from this vaccine out of the system of people who have to do these things because of their jobs.
Yeah.
But we really have to just, again, be more attentive and more aware personally, and then share information with those who are vibrating, because everybody, as we know, ain't vibrating, especially on a spiritual level.
True.
A lot of people are vibrating, and I give them that, but a lot of people aren't vibrating on a spiritual level, on that level, a continuous level. It's like a lot of people are on a roller coaster ride. They go up spiritually, and then they go, you can listen to their conversations, the emotional ride that they're going through and whatever they're doing. You know, they're holding up a good face. But like I said, for me, the number behind the words reveal everything. That's it. It's hidden in plain sight. So that's what I've been trying to give to the family, where they'll be able to see this differently than what I'm seeing, to be able to see more than what the program it will ever show you. But understanding that this is basically a tool for our children. Thank you. Man, I love it. Love it, love it.
Yes.
Love it. So with that being, I was going to say, I was thinking about two things that Brother X mentioned, Sister Bear's show. And one of them, I was saying how they're having people, you know, take the vaccine in order to get their job, go to school, this, that, and the other, you know.
Yeah.
But you said something that I hadn't heard, but it messed me up. Now certain jobs are saying if you've taken the vaccine, you can't work here.
You can't work. Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute.
The airline.
Right.
You can't even get on the plane.
Take the shot to save your job, but yet if you lose your job and go somewhere else, if you took the shot, you can't get a job because you not took the vaccine. So like I said, these type of things should be raising red flags for those who are considering taking the shot. For those who've taken it already, well, I can't do nothing. other than doing what I'm doing and giving this information. But hopefully for those before they've taken this, they start to look into these things and also question, you know, these people, what's in it? Is this a preventative to prevent this from ever happening? And Blase asks questions. That's the key. We don't. And the second thing that was said that was very strange to me, which, again, like we all are, we don't check into it because that's the thing. We hear things, and at times we don't apply what we hear or just check things out. But since we've been hearing about this magnet that you can stick to people's arm who have had the vaccine, this, that, and the other, come to find out that they've been shooting stuff, as we've been saying, steroids and everything else in the meats, this, that, and the other. Well, Brother X was saying that he heard something, and what he did, he got some chicken out his refrigerator to cook, but before he cooked it, he put a magnet on it to see if it stuck, and it stuck.
No, don't tell me that.
Come on now, this is why I'm saying this, so that, again, it should raise a flag for those of us who do eat meat to say, well, wait a minute, damn, I ain't never thought about that. Let me check to see if I'm eating this stuff already before we talking about them shooting it. Are we consuming it with what we eat? So that was my reason for bringing it up, you know, because, again, I'm like you, I had never heard it. You know, I don't be on the internet. I don't, you know, I get what y'all give me when I have time to go through it because I'm numbers all day, every day, you know. But, yeah, when things like that hit, it resonates. So, yeah, I wanted to bring that to the family so that I'm quite sure it's going to probably people right now opening up their refrigerator and putting magnets on their meat saying what sticks and what don't stick, you know. So, luckily,
I have a deep freezer that's filled with chicken and fish. I mean,
I got some turkey salad, but I guess I feel the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us, you know, because myself, I eat chicken and fish. That's basically it, you know. So, but again, yeah, that should raise some eyebrows, family, because we've how long been saying it with Monsanto's and all these other food distribution places that are putting pesticides and everything else that we don't even want to mention in our foods, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would make us think that they ain't been putting this so-called coronavirus vaccine in the food, especially since it started last year? Because I think we did a show last year where the food, they shut down the food plant.
Yeah, in 2019.
Right.
They've been shutting down a lot of them. But it started in 2019.
So that's when the actual coronavirus started at the end of 2019. So what was this part of the plan for the food redistribution with this vaccine attached to it? You know? So again, you know, if we can conceive it, don't think they ain't thinking about it or they ain't even tried it.
And I was just thinking about, okay, well, I'll just go to the Amish and get my meat because theirs is all natural. But
supposed to be.
But if they spray it in the air,
what difference does it make to them
whether they feed the chicken?
Yeah, like I said, the key is, again, all of that, when we look at all natural or organic, by whose definition, whose word, and again, none of us are scientists to test any of this stuff to see if it's organic, natural, or what's in it. So we're taking their word, again, at everything they tell us that this is this. You know, so again, at the end of the day, it's back to our magic to put spells on these different things to change the vibration of this poison that we're consuming. For me, this is what our ancestors did when they prayed over the food. It wasn't just praying the way we've been bought into praying. No, it was praying to cure and change the vibration of what we're consuming. And we got to get back to those type of rituals of prayer over this garbage that they're selling to the public. Because, again, it's for me, it's no more than they're using us as guinea pigs again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And our government is 100% behind it, because when everything is approved by the government or a branch of the government called the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, well, what type of drug are you administering to the food, baby? I've said that for years. Food and drug.
Yes,
what you putting in the damn food? What drug you put? So, yeah, we've been drugged up, and they've been approving all this salt and sugar that's killing us. And by the way, salt is 7 and sugar is 7. Back to that 7 again with that test. They testing us with salt and sugar, baby, because they got an abundance of sodium and sugar, corn syrup, and every darn thing we eat. See?
Yeah, but also look at the plastic, because remember when everything used to come in, everything used to come in glass bottles.
Yes, yes,
and
they took
the glass out and they made it plastic. I mean, because I remember the glass bottles. You know, you had to put a deposit on the bottle.
Mm-hmm. And that's like understanding.
That
see, we were introduced to plastic way back when we started having Tupperware parties. When we started seeing the baby bottles change from the glass bottles, you had to boil those things to clean them and sterilize them every time until they got those plastic bottles, and then got the plastic inserts to the bottle where you ain't got to clean the bottle, you know. They went from the cloth, cotton diaper, to the Pampers, the Huggies, all this plastic. Come on now, they've been doing this for quite a while. We talked about this plastic thing again, artificial product.
Change the
human structure.
I think in the late 70s they started with the Pampers, because I know with my son, I still had regular diapers, but I also had the Pampers with my son.
That was they called it convenience.
So
they
and then you had
trying
the
to make
that went over top of the Pamper, over top of the diaper, so for leaking, you know, just in case though. Oh,
but that's
goodness.
What we want. Like I said, we went from all the natural things to plastic. You know, plastic, and let's not leave out aluminum.
Yeah.
Because I remember that's what people, if they didn't have wax paper or plastic, they wrapped them sandwiches in aluminum.
Yep, and Lord, I remember my grandmother used to save the aluminum foil. Of course, my mom did, too.
See, so all of this stuff is poisonous, and they know it. See?
But then
and this
you
is
gotta
what
be careful with aluminum foil, because they say that aluminum causes Alzheimer's.
Like I
now
said,
that's what they say.
All of this causes problems.
Something.
All of it is all connected to give us all this diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol problems. I mean, a litany of things. And again, who's at the bottom of that totem pole? I think the melanated people, they wasn't trying to fix nothing then, almost cursed. They ain't wasn't trying to, but all of a sudden, they want to put us at the head of the line to take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get out of here. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, y'all, I can tell you this. One of those drugs, I can't remember which one it is, but they're the one that they say to give you blood clots. So...
Sorry,
vitamin K.
I think that was J&J,
vitamin K,
Johnson & Johnson.
Pardon me?
I think that was Johnson & Johnson, but it was supposed to do that, see, because it's all back to the numbers. Blood clot.
Right.
Wow. Why blood clot? Because clot comes to 14, which is a 5. They're telling you you're getting blood clots in the 5, call your brain. Brain is 14. The blood clots are supposed to attack, I'd say, if not your brain, then your body. It's also called a 5, your temple. Your temple is 23.
Oh.
That's the 5. They're going to make sure they got the 5 covered from your brain to your temple. And I ain't talking about the temple in your head. I'm talking about your whole body being your temple. See?
Yeah, well, y'all want to get vitamin K. Get vitamin K.
What was that?
Vitamin K helps to dissolve blood clots.
So, again, we got to remember that a lot of this is dealing with that four, again, dealing with that magnet, or better yet, dealing with the iron in the blood. Iron is 13, which is four. They're putting metals, they call it nanotechnology, where nano is five. Nano is part of the clock that's affecting your brain, 555. Stay on your five, family.
Yeah.
That's why we on this year to five, because they're using it. They criminals. Criminal is 23. They're the damn criminal.
Yeah.
That's why they call themselves the mafia. The mob.
Yeah.
Well, guess
they
what?
Are.
Mob is five and mafia is five. Baby, it don't stop. They criminals. It's the whoo, let me stop. So I'm going off on a different route. But like I said, when we see this, this whole game is five. They playing such a game on us. It's a big game, and we not fell into it. And the way out is to see the numbers of the words they use and not the definition, because that's the spell. Time is an illusion, like they say. Time is the spell that they put on us. So I'm going to come over and set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now here. Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies, baby. Telling you to come over and set a spell. Because that's what the old folks used to say. I'm going to come down there, a spell, and set with you. A spell. That's time, baby. That time is a spell that's been put on us. Because they done managed the time where we don't see the time that we supposed to be out in the sun getting the information, as the record said. Sunshine. The fifth dimensions was talking about that sunshine. See, the sunshine is no more than metaphysics, in other words. Sunshine is no more than your spiritual guidance. Sunshine is no more than learning, family. And I don't care how we break it down, we all learning. That's the sunshine, baby. It's all learning. It's information. It's nine. That's your square. Your square is your learning, your information. Stand in your lane. That's why they were saying, let the sun shine. Let the information, baby, let the learning, let the metaphysics and the spiritual guidance come through. Let it on in. See, but again, this is the way I see things with numbers, that again, we can see it however we want to, and stop using any and everybody else's definition of how they want to bring anything to us. Use it. But change it to fit you once we take it into that 30% of the positive and bring it back out. It's something old that seems to be new. It ain't nothing new, baby, but it seems to be new because ain't nobody heard it the way you giving it. That's the mark you supposed to leave. That's the mark I supposed to leave. We supposed to leave a mark, not be the mark, you mark. That mark is the X on most of our backs that we don't even know. Every time we leave our house, melanated people, be it male or female, we got a mark on our back. And especially now for those of us who choose not to take the vaccine, the mark is becoming more prevalent, because these are the methods of technology they're going to use to track us. For those who've been vaccinated, they're easily to track. We can't be tracked unless we have what? This cell phone or some type of technology with us. Or even we can go as deep as if you walking around with money or a credit card with you, they still got tracking devices on that. See?
Yeah.
When we're really talking about going under the grid, we really got to do some research and see what we can't have. For me, it's going back to my school days of being a ninja baby in all black with nothing on me but my martial art weapons, baby. You can't track none of that. Nothing electronic. No devices. I'm already looking down the road to go back to my origin, dealing with Bruce Lee and all the things that I learned back in the 70s, or the 60s, 70s, and 80s, dealing with martial arts. So, yes, see, because, again, it ain't about hurting nobody. That's why martial arts is called self-defense, baby, and part of my defense was part of the rituals I was talking about. That's part of my defense. I'm too old to get out there and be scruffling and fighting with anybody. But I can hold my own if need be.
Yeah.
And I got things that I won't mention because that's the time to be silent. You know, I don't need to say what I got, you know. But, again, people who know me and most of the people who really know me don't even frequent our shows. But they know me from back in the day, back in the hood, back in my wild days, living on the streets of Chicago. But I know y'all all that track out. Forgive me, family. I don't want somewhere that we supposed to be on this talking positive because that's the key. Like I said, it's so much negativity, and that's even your life. Things in your life sometimes will take you back to negative things that you made positive, but you see the negative in it. But, again, if we could reinforce that 30% to think positive 70% of the time, see, because when you think about it, that's what we're entertaining, the 70% of negative, of what we see, of what we know, went through, of situations, of past events that we haven't let go. All of these things, these negative things, permeate more negativity being drawn towards you when we go inside and get the negative, get the positive and bring it out. Then we start to generate a vibration of positive energy that brings positive thoughts, positive occurrences to us. But if we're constantly on that negative scope, well, what do we expect? That's the real key. What do we truly expect? Because that's what you're going to eat, what you really expect. Oh, I want this, but I really don't expect to get it, but I want this. What do you really expect? It's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Because what you truly want wants you. Because it wants you back. So, do we have any callers at this time that wanted to
No, not yet. But I do have some lists.
You have some lists.
List, L-I-S.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
This is for basic emergency supplies. So, one, you should have a supply kit. And that kit should consist of food for at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable foods. And that's per person that's in your household. You should have a battery-powered or hand-crank radio with the NOAA weather radio. You should have a flashlight. You should also have extra batteries for that flashlight. You should have a first aid kit, batteries, a whistle. And the whistle is for in case you have to call for help. And, you know, you can hear a whistle louder than you can your voice. Plastic sheeting and duct tape. In case you have to shelter in place, you know, you can tape it down and make like an opening so that you can, like, build your own tent or, you know, whatever. Moist towelette, baby wipes, just to make it simpler. Garbage bags and plastic ties. Now, I'm also going to add a bucket. And this may sound kind of nasty, but if you have the bucket, save when you go to the market, save your shopping bags. And in case of emergency, if you cover that bucket, you can use it to go to the bathroom and then tie it up. And if you have a shovel, then you can bury it so that it doesn't stink up your house. A manual can opener, local mats. I know, you know, we really don't use mats anymore, but local mats and your cell phone and backup batteries for your cell phone or your laptops or whatever else that you so choose to use. But also keep in mind, even with the water and with the food, they say a 3-day supply, but I'm going to tell you to think about your neighbors because, you know, somebody who doesn't prepare, they're going to, you know, they know that you have it and they're going to come to your house and try to take what you have when they get hungry enough or if their children are hungry, because no one is just going to let their children go without if they, you know, don't have to. So those are things. And then to have an emergency bag that you have, you know, you keep by your door. You know, keep in mind also when you're doing your bag, you know, doing your emergency preparedness, that you take into consideration whatever medications that you use. You want to have a supply of that. So you want that in your bag. You also want pain reliever, antacids, ginger ale, you know, ginger. Or what else would it be? You know, you just want different things that you know that y'all are going to eat. Don't do a bunch of non-perishables that you don't like. You're not going to eat it, but you're just buying it so you can say you have it. You know, make sure you get food that you're going to eat. And I say make sure you have charcoal and a grill, because if everything goes out and the power fails, grid goes out, and you have to empty your refrigerator and stuff, you might as well go on and feed the neighborhood because there's no point in the food going bad. So if the grid goes out, you need to know how much time you have for your appliances. You know, for your refrigerator and freezer, how long does it take before the food and everything that's in there goes bad? So you need to know these things. Cook it. You know, to me, have plenty of charcoal, have your grill, and you know, you have that. And the there's these lights that you can buy. They're battery operated. And I have some that you can even get them with a remote control and everything. And just, you know, put them in different rooms. And that way you can still cut the lights on. You know, you can have lights on in that room. But make sure that you have plenty of batteries for all these things and the lanterns and things like that. Okay, buddy. Does anybody have a question or something that you want to add? You can press the number one and I can open up your line. I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, no. That was a great list. That was fabulous. And hopefully family that didn't have certain things, because you mentioned a couple of things that I didn't think of, which primarily for me is my meds, because I hadn't been taking my meds because of the dandelions I had been taking. I was telling the family about, because what I did during the time that they were coming up, I got a lot of them, cleaned them, and I froze them. I froze the dandelions. So that was a good thing, too, because I was able to pull them out, and I'm still using them now because I got so many and froze them. So I hadn't been using my meds, so that was a good thing. Another thing that family you could get, too, that is real inexpensive as far as lighting here in this city, and I'm quite sure across other places they have what's called Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores.
Yeah.
You can go in there and get 3 to 7 day candles, and these candles burn for 3 to 7 days. So basically you light it during the night, you're going to blow it out during the day, you're not going to keep it going, but that's a way to conserve on your batteries with your flashlights and this, that, and the other, to have these candles, because those are the candles that tend to stand up tall and the wind doesn't blow them out, and it's nothing that'll turn them over, and you know, you ain't got them around no paper that's going to blow in there. So You ain't got to worry about the candle burning nothing or going, because I've done it several times where I go through my rituals of just turning my lights out and getting accustomed to moving around my house at night with no lights. I do this twice a month. I need to do it a little bit more. But I've done it so much now where I'm basically used to everything and where it is in my house in the dark, you know, because me being a numbers man, I accounted every little inch to see exactly what's what and where it is. So these are little things, again, that we can do, family, to prepare ourselves, because like I said, which you give the next story about the birds and the different things that different people are feeling and seeing in their own areas, we have to truly get ourselves prepared and not say, like you said, do this so you will be ready and you won't be preparing, getting ready when it's too late. See, and that's a lot of things. It's like we give an information, people get the information and sit on it, and they won't do nothing. And then when, excuse me, the shit hits the fan, then they running around like a chicken with their head cut off trying to find everything. But this is the time to find and organize everything for this possibility. You know, why wait? You know?
Yep.
And again, you know, yes, get your charcoal and get your lighter fluid and your grills, you know, if nothing else. You'll never waste it, because the summer's time's coming. Nobody wants to be behind a hot stove during these times of the evening, you know, especially in these hot regions out there where you're hitting 100 and 115 and this, that, and the other, you know. So, yeah, we need to start doing that, things
well,
to prepare. Okay,
the grid goes down. You know, if the grid goes down, there's other things that I forgot to add. Now, I mean, we all have these, and I know we don't like them, but, you know, they have these different chemical spills and different things where, you know, people had to stay in their houses, they, you know, shut everything off. Well, if the grid and everything goes down, and you have these different things that have come about, save your face mask. I mean, and now you're not doing it because the government is mandating you to. You're doing it now for your own safety. For whatever is out in these elements, that it's because, you know, the grid going down. So make sure that you have that. You also want to make
Let
sure that you have your glasses. Pardon me?
Yeah. No, I was saying that's a good one, too. And while you mentioning the grid, we got to remember, you know, we're talking about all these cell phones and this, that. If the grid goes down, you ain't got no use of your cell phone.
You can't use them. No.
You ain't going to use it. Another thing to do is to invest and look into some old-time CBs or walkie-talkies that has some range that you could give those to, that you made me think of that. So, yeah, these are things. Also, family member just text, thank you, family. Propane tanks, family, we know about those. Get you a generator with propane tanks and generators. Because these things that we can use during those times. So, we need to, these are the things we need to, we need to remind one another of things like this, because again, these are the things we forget about or we don't even have on our mind. So, yes, this is why, this is a family show, family. Y'all call in because y'all got more than we giving right now. So add to the mix, add to the pie. This is why this is the foundation of the family show, so that we can exchange information that's pertinent.
Yes. Okay, and I'm going to finish this list, and Sister Parrish, I'll be right back with you. Okay. Okay, now. Infant formula, and if your baby's not on, no longer on formula, then, you know, you can also have the powdered milk. I mean, I know that's kind of disgusting, but, you know, powdered milk, make sure you have, you know, bottles and diapers and wipes and, you know, diaper rash cream for the babies. And for your pets, make sure you have food and water for your pets, traveler's check, And now here's the important thing. So I'm going to ask you to put this in a baggie. Make copies of your insurance policy, your identification, and your bank account records, and put it in a waterproof portable container. So that way you'll have it. A sleeping bag or a warm blanket for each person, a change of clothing, you know, that's, you know, fit for the weather, and sturdy shoes. I don't like socks, but you need socks. You also want a fire extinguisher. You also want a fire extinguisher. You want matches in a waterproof container. You know, you want them in a baggie too, towels and plastic utensils. Now, here's one that we probably forgot, but pencil and paper.
Mm-hmm.
So you can write things down. You want books, games, puzzles, or other activities for your children. But you want these in duffel bags so that you can grab them real quick. So you know where it is. You know, you want these. So
that's the key.
That
that's
is on the
key.
FEMA. That's on the FEMA list, y'all, for when the grid goes down. I mean, so you see, they're giving us all this stuff. They're telling us what to get and what to do. So they're letting us know that something's coming. They're just not letting us know when, in my opinion.
Another thing, too, we could do is, since we're talking and we went over the plastic that they've been bombarding us with, Family Star, if you don't have mason jars or old jars, keep your jars that you get stuff in, you know, be it your mayonnaise jars, peanut butter jars, your glass jars with lids. Keep them, because those are things that you could use, you know, to store certain items in, you know. So, again, we use everything at our disposal, you know, that we have that's already in our house. Things that, you know, again, we don't normally think of that we throw out as trash, you know.
You know?
So it's a lot. And again, batteries, batteries, batteries. I can't emphasize that enough, because that seems to be the one thing that people never have enough supply of, is batteries for their different devices that they have. Because they even have the games for your children now that you can actually use batteries, those old games where you ain't got to have the newfangled stuff. You can still use the same type of old batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever. You know, so, again, get enough batteries to sustain yourself, let's say for a week at least, because you know that once you get down to the last, you're not going to be using your batteries on frivolous things like games and this, that, and the other, you know. But again, and it's at your own discretion. Some people might want enough for a week. Some people might want enough for a month, you know. Again, the thing is to do it now so you won't be scrambling around at the last minute. Because how many times do
I'm sorry.
What was that?
How long did Texas go through there when everything was shut down? Just went through with the snow. Did Texas have that grid shut down? You know, when they went through the snow and stuff.
Right. I don't know exactly how long they were actually shut down in Texas. You know, I know people there, but I didn't take that inventory, or I didn't take that stock on when they, or how long, and when power and all that. I didn't get that deep into it. So I'm quite sure that there's somebody out there in the audience who might know that, you know.
Yeah, because I would say go twice as long to, you know, save for twice as long as they went through it. You know, if we use that as a model.
Oh, yeah, this is, like I said, everything that they're doing, everything we talked about, just like with the birds dying in the different locations, it's all a test. That was no more than a test. Everything that they're telling us now, when they're telling us to prepare for what? So they know some things they're going to do, but how many people are truly going to prepare for any possibility. See, and this is, like I said, this is the beauty of us talking about these things, so that if they weren't on our radar, they are now. We can now think about these things that we weren't thinking about, because a lot of people have heard it. They've said it on the television, certain places, the news, about being prepared. They was at one time, it was weekly here in Chicago that you heard it on the radio stations and on television. But then that done slowed down. And again, I think it's the program of the coronavirus, COVID-19, that they wanted to push this paradigm, that they slowed everything else down. Just like we very rarely hear anything about diabetes, how many people with diabetes, AIDS ain't as much prevalent as it was, high blood pressure. I mean, we can go on and on and on, and they're not talking about these things. It's just the key program is the coronavirus and the shot and COVID.
But you know what,
this
Brother
is what
Eddie?
They're pushing. Yes, what?
In a sense, they did. In a sense, they were preparing us even back then for it, for COVID, because remember, if everything was for you, for the emergency things and stuff. Because remember, at first, they didn't even really want you to come out your house. So you had these emergency supplies, so you didn't have to come out. You know, you didn't have to go out for food if you had it in your house.
Yeah, like I said, that was just the primary test or the preliminary test.
Yeah.
That they did back then last year. And like I said, a lot of us can't see what's getting ready to come down the road, because now, again, the other shot within the mind is to put people at ease, you know, when they should have always stayed at ease. But, again, the program was to make them go up and make them come down. So, hey, we took their emotions and their attitudes up with shutting them down, staying at home, shelter in place, which is no more than a soft martial law. We saw how they react to this problem. So the reaction, now we got them where we want them. Now we got the solution, which is the shot at hand.
Yeah.
Problem, reaction, solution. Hegelian dialect.
Well, keep in mind that Biden came out today. I didn't see it, but about the violence in America with all the
about
guns
the
and everything.
Oh, well,
you know, the violence in America with all the guns and stuff.
But
you know, I think that we have something to.
No.
Go
see, again, that's part of the game, family. I've been
yes,
how long
I,
have I been
I
saying
understand that?
That. You know,
what I was saying was that I think that they're going to try to pull off something with hollering about all this violence. Use that as another thing to shut people down. Now that's just my opinion. With that and the COVID, with the hollering, it's another strand that came from India. I just think that it's going to be another shutdown.
No, well, yeah, that's we don't see the writing on the wall. The numbers are saying exactly what you're saying, but again, like I said, stay on your five. It's a game. Game is five.
Yeah.
I keep saying they use the same thing each year. Why we trip about it? It's the same three things they use, the five each year. It's the food, the guns, and the gas.
Yep.
Every year, it's the same damn thing, fam. So why we trip when Biden or anybody says that 15 or that 5, 14 dealing with this game? They play it every year, you know.
Yes,
so
but that's the reason why we're telling people how
to
think.
Prepare with what we're talking about and not get wrapped up into the rhetoric. See, because that's the rhetoric. That's the distraction. And when we give it power by talking about it the way this bastard Biden is trying to push it, we already know the game. We see it. They not played it. It's another sophisticated move. They keep using the same nonsense every year. But they don't change nothing but the words. The numbers remain the same. And we get drawn into getting too much energy to the nonsense. Because like I said, what is it? 70% of negativity. That's what we talk about the majority of the time. We get attracted to the negativity that Biden's, no, that's the game, baby. We got the power to see it, recognize it, and then reverse it so we take the power. And that's primarily on what we're talking about and the way we talk about it.
Yes.
That's part of the power and these rituals that we should be going through in the communications, dealing with the conversations we have. But again, we get tied up into their program too fast, too easy, by talking about whatever they're talking about, the way they're talking about it. That's a frequency that we get on and we don't see how to get off. Get what they're giving you, rearrange it with the numbers of the word of how you see these numbers and words, if you see them or however you see it, but don't talk about it the way they talk about it because it gives them the power. And you giving it to them by talking about the negativity instead of going inside. Again, that 30% that's inside is positive that we got to deal with all of the 70% negative. Why do you think that bastard said he wanted 70% of America to be vaccinated by Independence Day? Wow. 70, there's that 70. Mm-hmm. Why 70? We talked about that. That's that bird again. That's that test.
Yeah.
That's that 70% of negative ions that we deal with on a daily basis. 70. That's the negative again. We got to see this right away, be able to combat that before it even comes out of our mouth because our thought is faster than our word. As a man thinketh, so is he. So when we not thought about this the way they gave it to us, we in a trap. We in a spell. We coming out this spell. And like I said, at the end of the day, we got to keep one another focused because it's easy. It's easy to go the other way with the negativity because we see it and we're bombarded in it, steep into the negative all day, every day. This is why going inward to pull that positive out, it's hard for a lot of people. But that's why you got to go in. It's too much negative shit on the outside. We see it. We talk about it. We discuss it every day, damn near all day. This is why I say we don't put equal amount of time in the positive that we can find within and find all around us once we change the negative circumstances that we've been introduced to within the environment we're put in. All of those have numbers to me, and when I see the numbers, ooh, baby. But, again, like I said, for each his own. Hopefully we everybody has it the way they're supposed to so that they could deal with it and give it away the way it's supposed to be given. That's why it's better to give than it is to receive. But a lot of us ain't got nothing to give because, again, we're pushing somebody else's paradigm, somebody else's program, somebody else's pages out of somebody else's book. Open your own book. You got a hell of a book within you, and we ain't went inside and open those pages to our own book. We're too busy regurgitating everybody else's books, everybody else's movie. It's your song. Sing it and sing it proud if it's yours. Or are you lip syncing somebody else's song? So, yes. We got to, and like I said, it's up to us to fix us. That's always been the key. And we keep waiting for those who put us in the position that we're in, being this government and the system that we live in, because that artificial spell called time is part of time management that they've put us in. And again, dealing with the time management is understanding why the majority of people around the earth work during the hours of 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 7 to 3.
Yeah.
It's during the primary hours that the sun is its highest peak and is its strongest during those hours that we're inside just like shelter in place.
Yeah.
Stay at home. You in a job, that's what it was. You was inside and not outside getting the information from that light that true source of energy at a particular time of the day. And they knew what time that was. Between those hours, we working and we in school. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
To make sure that the children don't get this information either. We going to make sure they're in school at the times their parents are at work. And nobody will never figure out that this is a time thing, a spell that we got them in, that they ain't getting the information of the light source out in nature. Something to think about, family.
Yes, see,
time management. That's why now nobody believes in time, but damn it, you make sure you get your ass a time on work. I don't care how much you say it's an illusion, but if you got a job, your butt is right there, illusion or not.
Yep.
Spell, baby. It's a spell.
That is so cool.
You know, this is why I feel for my people who have to go to jobs to survive and just to get, because, again, it's still management. And once we understand it's all part of the spell. We learn to maneuver around it, but we are engulfed in it. As we say, we in it, but not of it. But what are you of if you say you in it and not of it? What are you of? So, yes, family, yes. Again, it's just sharing information along our journeys that have helped us along that we can share with others who are taking similar journeys. Because that's why we're on these lines. That's why we come in contact. It's nothing by coincidence. But for me, the number of the word, even in the conversation of people I meet now, is spiritual, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I see it right away because it's been hidden. Even from the person who's speaking the word without knowing the number, for me, I don't know how it is for anybody else no more. But for me, I'm on this. I'm on it. I'm back on my square 110, baby. First cross 110th Street. I'm on it. See? And all I try to do is give what I got. So wherever you are on your journey, get on your shit. Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of problems in our people when I just have basic conversations on how they go back to certain things in their lives, and they repeat it over and over and over again, and they're not even aware of it, but it's conviction in their voice that lets you know it's a problem somewhere that they have not addressed. Just like those that have Alzheimer's, even though they can't remember certain things, key things that they say over and over and over and over again, day in and day out. We do the same thing, family.
Yeah.
But when we recognize these things, we're supposed to help one another, intervene. But again, it's only if those individuals want to help. You don't help those who ain't ready to help themselves. So, hey, we got to leave them out there. Even when we see, because we're not in the picture of the frame, we can see what's happening in their frame within their picture, things that they can't see.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't want to be saved. People don't want to hear what you see. They don't care. No problem. Let them be.
Yeah.
Let it be. Even when you speak the words of wisdom, they don't get it. Let them be. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we still don't have any callers, anybody?
We have two callers. We have two callers with their hands up.
Well, let's bring the callers in.
Okay, I'm going by the order. So, area code 336 and 706, I'll be right with you right after 336. Okay, area code 336.
Greetings, Mother Z.
Yes, sir, it is. That was a good list. Thank us. And you can add, you can go to the dollar store for $10. And you can get things to help you survive overnight. If you have to sleep out in the woods, the corporal has a list of the most important things from the dollar store that you can get $10 or less. And then you look up on the YouTube and pull up the corporal, Sean Kelly. I've been following him for like maybe about 8 years. But what I want to say to you, you can also go to the dollar store, Family Dollar or whatever, and get you a bucket and then get you a toilet seat. The cushy kind, and you can utilize that. Put it up against a tree. That's what I have to do. Put it up against a tree, the bucket, and then put your toilet seat on top of that, and you don't have to have a pipe protector, because that's the other alternative. A pipe protector. You cut it, and then you put it around the rim of the bucket and duct tape it down. Otherwise, it will not stay. At least I haven't found any that could stay without duct taping them. So just needed to let you know that. And then the last thing, like, say, for instance, you see a porta potty at a yard sale or something, or somebody has made their transition, don't throw that porta potty away if you can, if you don't need to donate it. Not saying be a hoarder, but I use those in camping when the elders can't squat, like me, you know. Those are good for if your bathroom stops and you line it with a newspaper or a plastic bag, and then the newspaper, and I put kitty litter there, and then you just cover it up with leaves and keep repeating it until you can empty it. You know what I mean? But that's something just in case your place you need a bathroom indoors or out, and especially for the elders. They can't get on the ground. So that's those porta potties come in handy, all right? So that's it right now. I have a lot, but that's it. Thank you.
That's really good. Thank you.
That's good, yeah. That's a nice one.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Yes. Thank you. Okay, Brother Kwame, forgive me. I just seen your message. Brother Kwame?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Greetings, Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie and Mama AZ. I hope you're healing well.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Brother Kwame?
I'm very grateful, Brother Harris. And you know, I'm grateful that we're looking at family reunion. And that's a thing, too, because, you know, union with the family, being able to survive, is really key. And, I mean, the listing is good that you gave, but survival training is even better, that readiness and prepare it for when a disaster comes. The people in the house will be in union and being able to know what to do. And the other thing, and I've been listening, and it's a few things that I didn't hear, because if the power of the grid shuts down, if you don't have any money in the house, you are kind of out of luck. So it is always good to keep cash or coin, a stash in the home that will be able to help too. But the other thing that happens, even with cash, that is that if you have dry goods, and it's always good to keep you 5 or 10 pounds of rice and beans, because rice and beans can always be bartering tools, you know, and that's something to do. Because if you, and you were talking about porta potties, but even when you have a disaster, and like you were talking about Texas, the water pipes froze. If you don't have, you know, some gallons of water in your house, or 5 gallons of water that you can just scoop out and pour into the toilet and flush it, then you're just going to accumulate that feces, and all those odors are going to keep on doing. But it's being able to have those things and looking at toiletries and how would I flush my toilet. Most people look at it annoying, especially when storms are coming. Fill up your bathtub full of water because you don't know if the power goes out or things go down, you still have water in that tub you can use. And so those are things in doing. The other thing is talking about the Dollar Tree or Walmart going there, solar lights. You can go there and get those little solar lights that you put in that you could put in the window or set them outside or put them in the dash of your car. And when nighttime comes, guess what? You got light and you don't have to, you can save the candles. And so those things are constantly, and especially what size you get them, because you can place them in different points in the house, or especially when I go camping, I always keep solar lights on my dash. So when come nighttime and I put my tent up, I can put my lights around. I have lighting. So the thing is, and even right now, I don't turn on my porch light because I have solar lights placed in certain places that I light up my porch by just having the solar lights around it, because they charge up every day when the sun come out. Even when it don't, they keep a charge. And they'll come on once it gets dark. And right now, tonight is the night before the full moon, and I don't need to turn on the light because the moon has lit up everything in the forest on a good, clear night. So the other thing is, I got one more thing. Go ahead, Ms. AZ. Go ahead.
I apologize, Brother Kwame. Thank you. The solar lights, they don't seem to want to do well with me. What brand do you suggest for the listening audience and myself?
Well, what I usually do is I go in the garden department at Walmart. I don't get those little bitty, the small ones. I will get the next size up from that. They're maybe $3 or $5, that size up. Because the larger the plate on the solar light, the solar mirror, it gives it more power for the lighting. So that's the way I do that, because I have the four large ones around and they light up enough to where it's lighting up all four corners of the porch area.
Thank you. Thank us, Brother Kwame. I'll do that.
Right. Right. And then you can do that. And then especially, you know, you can set them out. And once you set them on the windowsill, charge them up and do that. And then Eddie had the great part about the candles. Candles are good, 7-day candles. But also you want to have purification pills, waterproof matches, and I know Antoinette said the first aid kit, but the other part is that each person should have in your household should have an emergency backpack ready in their rooms, where they're at, to where when if time you have to have drills, just like when we were in school, used to have fire drills. You need to have emergency drills with your family and saying, okay, if something goes wrong, you have your kit and have a designated communication spot. And Brother Eddie, you were perfect on when you saying walkie-talkie. Each one have a walkie-talkie in their backpack. So that means that you all can communicate whatever the disaster, especially in Illinois area, when you have tornadoes and if it hits and something happens, you will try to see where your family members are. And the other thing with Delaware, because you got the storms coming up for hurricane season, the thing is that you prepare for disaster basically where you live, because 9 times out of 10, you live in a tornado area, you'll deal with tornadoes. You live in a hurricane alley, you deal with hurricane. You deal in snow, like Chicago got set down 67, 77, and I think 97. No, I forget the last time Chicago got shut down after 77. But that city shut down. Because I remember as a kid taking my sled, going out on the Dan Ryan and breaking in the trucks, stealing bread and food and bringing it back into the community and passing it out because everything was shut down for weeks. So these are things that, and we need to begin to, like they did with the black campout. The first thing they did when they went down on that 97 acres, it was two things, survival training and gun safety. And what Biden and Eddie is talking about, when y'all saying the violence that Biden is talking about, he's talking about the violence because he's showing us. So you're going to disarm black people, but let white people keep theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Disarm black people and let white people. So it's looked at. And then you said 70% of the population to be vaccinated by the 4th of July. There are 328 million people in America. So if you got 70% over that, that's over 150 million people getting ready to that's infected with that virus. So you ain't got that many more to wipe out.
Yeah.
That's that bird test.
Yeah, 70. Yeah. If he's saying 70% by July 4th, there's only 328 million Turtle Island. So if you get half of that 328 million, that's 150 million people that's been infected with the vaccination.
Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. I have to make this announcement. Please forgive me. But, y'all, we have 7 minutes left in this live broadcast. If you wish to continue to listen to the show or to participate in the show, you have to call in now. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And one day I'm going to be prepared and have the second number ready. But Brother Eddie?
Second number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
And you want to give your contact information?
I could be contact at eharris1274@gmail.com. That's eharris1274@gmail.com.
Okay, and y'all don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Again, that's Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. And don't forget Brother Ray on Sundays at 3 o'clock, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 o'clock Eastern time for the drumming. And it's to lift every voice. And it's things that are running this planet, that it's all these things that are coming against us, that are coming against humanity, for them to stop, you know, for it to be erased. So we don't want to forget that also. And a message to everyone, Ms. Kim said hello. She can't be with us tonight because she's in the studio. So we want to wish her well on her endeavor. So with that, folks, that's it. And Brother Kwame, after you finish, then we can take a seven up. We'll take a break for a moment. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and most important about our elders, especially the ones that are on insulin and medication, there should be at least a week's supply, that because they won't be able to get to a place that you have stored for them and be able to have that to keep them, but also be able to have the necessary herbs and supplements to help them and maybe weaning down on half of it and giving them herbal medicines that will help in their diabetes, because, you know, cinnamon is good. Cinnamon is good for frankly, because that helps them keep that level down. And so it's learning herbal medicines and being able to do that. And then medications that we'll have is if there are certain medications people need to be on, because if they're not on, they kind of go they get off the planet. So there needs to be those kind of things in place too. So you have a checklist, and you look at your environment, the region that you're in. You look at that, and then you begin to practice and prepare for, like Eddie said, you know, it's kind of late in when the disaster hits, it's the wrong time to prepare.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Got to start preparing now.
And weapons, teach
and
weaponry. If you own a weapon, and even the thing in looking at something as simple as bow and arrows or a machete, to where you have tools that you can use for helping you to carve out something, but also to protect yourselves, mm-hmm. because you're going to get people that don't have and going to attempt to take from you. So you got to be mindful that you're going to face those type of things too. But we try to stay in each one helping one another as opposed to taking from one another.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, Brother Kwame, a can of spray, aerosol spray can, and a lighter.
Yeah, that was a flamethrower that we learned in the 60s. That was junk, ghetto warfare, 101.
Yeah.
Oh, and jailhouse 101, you can take a package of Sweet and Low or that other one in the blue pack, and you blow it over a lighter, and it will light, and that's how they were burning the guards.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. Wow.
Flammable. And something else that you can use. Oh, and the thing for looking at fire and starting warmer, you forgot magnifying glass. Magnifying
yes.
glass. Or if you don't have a match and you got the sun, you can magnify and start your. So what you have to learn to do is different ways of being able to start fire. We've learned to start fires with a bottle of water. You can, on a good hot day in the sun beaming down there in Georgia, you can magnify that sun to the water onto a little bit of Kindle and make a
mm-hmm.
fire start.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. That's good to know. Wow.
Yeah.
In the show description, I do have one listing for y'all, but I also have sites that you can go to for the nutritional herbal medications and, you know, for herbal remedies and things as well. But, you know, just look at the books and everything that you're able to get for, you know, herbal medication and, you know, for herbal remedies and things like that, because they are out there and you can buy them very inexpensively, you know, online. And buy the used ones. Okay, well, while we're waiting for people to call in, folks, when y'all call in, if you hit the one, I'll be happy to take your call. Right now, we're going to take a five. You ready, Brother Eddie? And we'll be right back
you
with y'all.
Okay, take that five.
Maybe years and years from now, family. and a warm and tender embrace.
Eddie, you with me? Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yeah, I had myself on mute. I'm here. I'm definitely here.
Okay.
Great, great, great selection. Family reunion. That's right on time.
Yes.
And a big shout out to Miss Kim. You said, right quick, you said Miss Kim ain't with us, and she heard and said hello, and I wanted to say hello, and I'll be listening to her tomorrow. She'll be on Sister Beverly's show tomorrow. So to hear that she's in the studio, man, made my heart sing. Said she in the studio, right on. So she'll be telling us about that tomorrow. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm so happy for her.
Good music. Oh, yes. And
just asking that.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Now, I was going to, there's a book that would be good for people to get, and it's called The Native American Herbalist Bible. It's a three-in-one combination of herbal medicines. What it has is the whatever you have a symptom, toothache or hurt, whatever the medical problem is, it has the herbs and the things in which how you use the herb, and it tells you what to use to treat whatever ailments that the person has. And this would be a good thing to have, you know, like in your backpack. So, and then it also has the pictures of the plants. And it tells you what part, it tells you what parts of the plant to use for the treatment. And so this would be a good referencing, you know, because sometimes when it comes to survival, if you have to get out here and coming back into nature, you know, the farm that you see is in the plant relatives. Like you have the pharmacy you go to, the farm that you see in nature is the farm that we use.
Yes. That's a good point. Thank you.
That is you remind me of my first little herbalist book was Back to Eden Cookbook. It had a lot of home remedies and things like that. So, yeah, books like that are very useful and resourceful for these times. And
That's the Indian herbalist book. Yes.
More than the survival kit, we need, for those who don't know, need to get out in nature and start learning to just survive on nature. And if you don't get one of your relatives, because I know everybody on this line knows somebody in their family who was in the military, they can help you pair for being out in nature. Talk to your family. See, so we can get join some family reunions by just talking about things, especially for those who are still stuck in that war syndrome. You know, just talking to them will give them something to alleviate that they're keeping inside, just dealing with basic survival skills. You know, so, these type of things will help and help ourselves. Go ahead, Brother Foreman.
I was just saying, and if you notice that back in the day, where was most family reunions gatherings at? In a park.
In the park.
Forest reserve.
Yeah.
We brought the family back into the community of nature to have that union in nature.
Yep.
Picnics and barbecues, we're out in the park.
That's it. Do either one of you know anything about the 10 bridesmaids dealing with the Bible?
No, I'm not a Bible scholar.
Neither am I, but I've heard of the story of the 10 bridesmaids where five of them basically prepared, got their lamps and did everything they were supposed to, and the other five didn't. So these are the things that we're talking about, preparing ourselves. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, you know, just squandering it away or not gathering enough. They just weren't, you know, they weren't careful with theirs. They didn't prepare for enough. know, they weren't okay. good. They weren't watching good over their goods.
Okay.
They weren't good shepherds with what they had.
That's in Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins.
Yes.
So, yeah. Is that 25, Matthew 25, and Matthew is 31. So, 31 and 25.
Yeah.
That's 11:56. So, yeah. Yeah. I said,
it says,
man.
That, what they got on there, what does the 10 made mean? And it talks about the Orthodox, and the parable shows about the commemoration of the Vesper service and the Nephir service. They believe that the Nephir symbolizes living in accordance with the 10 virgins, and they only through this dedication and vigilance, fasting and prayer, can we be ready for the bridegroom himself. So they're talking about fasting and praying, and that's something to learn to do, and even when they have Ramadan, is that you have to learn to cut back on meals, because if a disaster came up, you ain't going to be getting three meals a day. You might get something in that. You eat according to the way the sun travels. At noon, you break your fast at noon when the sun is at its highest, and you take in the energy of the sun,
right,
and you take in the energy of life force. And you let it go down with the ending of the day, and you take in a small amount at the end of the day. And so it's learning how to balance with how the sun travels, and the travels, and you eat with the season, because right now we're going to be eating with the season of summer. So that's all the water fruits and the things that all the different fruits and the green plants that are coming from the harvest that was planted in the spring. That's why we have watermelon in the summer. We have cantaloupes. We have honeydew melons. We have the citrus fruits, and the apples come fall, but we eat by season. And then in the fall, you have the harvesting of the nuts and the seeds, and then the root plants. So it's learning to eat with the seasons and being able to keep that balance in diet, because you burn up more energy during the summer, then it goes and slows down to the fall, and then you prepare the body for the fasting or the hibernation. So we have to get back into the rhythm of nature, because we've been out of order for so long, you know, because our ancestors, I know mine did, they ate by seasons, and we didn't eat a lot of meat. You only got the gospel bird on Sunday. You know, they seasoned the food with some meat, but they didn't have meat at every meal.
Yeah, that's what they got us, where we feel that three meals a day we eating meat with every meal, and not knowing that the body can only digest 4 ounces of meat in 24 hours. So when we think about a whole day of all the meat that we eat, shit, we eat over 4 ounces in one sitting. If you eat a quarter pound of the burger, that's all the meat you're supposed to have in a day. You think that's all people eat now? No, this is why we're the most obese people in the nation, in the world, in America.
But what do you get from all of that eating of meat? What do people wind up getting? Hypertension. High blood pressure.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to look at it. Look at the word hyper. That means is that something your body is hyped up trying to process, and all that and trying to digest all that meat that you consume. your body is in a hyperdrive trying to process that, and all that tension that's creating in, on your digestive system shoots your blood pressure up to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Hypertension. Split the word. Hypertension. Your body becomes hyper because you're consuming all of this flesh. And the tension comes from the like you said, 9 to 5. You got to go out here and try to go to 9 to 5, and you're in a tense environment. And then your body's in a hyper state trying to process what you're consuming. What's the end result? People have hypertension.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the number for those two words, Eddie?
What's that?
Hyper and tension.
I'll give it to you. Keep talking. Let me get it.
Yeah, because that's something that we got to look at when we're looking at these things that are causing us imbalance. We got to look at why are they such detriment to us, and then them creating this diet that, and even what the thing I'm saying is that when you're saying diet, that means you're consuming something to make you die instead of nutrients.
Yeah. It comes up to 48, which is a 12, which is a 3. So that's kill.
That's what?
Kill.
Right. Okay. So now we see.
Now I got to make sure I did that right. But I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 48, which is a 12.
Yeah, you're right. It comes up to 48. Hyper is 21, and tension is 27. So 21 plus 27 is 48. 4 plus 8 is 12. That's that 3 again.
Yeah.
That's part of that shock that we being. Hypertension is no more than part of the shot that they are giving and pushing in them. So, yeah.
Right. But it's another form of shock to help kill us.
Yeah. What a shock.
Yeah. So that's why Eddie has, and the show is very important, because we're using the words, but the numbers is going to tell you what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't get away from it.
No,
didn't they call it shock and awe? Ain't that what we're going through? You said shock. Yeah, shock and awe.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Folks, if you have a question or a comment, press the number 1 and you can come in and join us and give us your pieces of the puzzle, because we want to know your remedies, your recipes, your memories as well.
Right. And, in that song, Family Reunion, it's the part where you're saying the father and what he's able to see what has become. But also the grandfather, the grandmother, and them seeing that, because when you look at the family reunion, you see the grandmother and the grandfather sitting up under the tree in the shade and looking out at all the children and the grandchildren and the great grandchildren, and knowing that these two people, did this, the both sides of it, the father, the grandparents of each one of those people. And so when we look at how that structure does, and now we're looking at what's happening with the 7 generations, are we going to see another 7 generations to be produced? Because what they're doing with giving this shot and creating this thing to where we're seeing women aborting, seeing women having complications. But what is that going to do from those young women that are in reproductive age? What are going to be the children that come from that woman and that man? What are they going to create with that vaccination in their body genetically? it's getting ready to alter the genes, because when we look at it, it's three generations and one woman conceiving. And even the part that was so spectacular was the beginning of the month. You had two women produce 19 children.
Mm-hmm.
Two women in the continent, in Mali and South Africa. One had 9 and the other one had 10. To see that, you know, this is something back to the one, looking at the numbers, 19. So, and being able to see how four people created 19 people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little something off the, beaten path, family, to pay attention to, because like I said, this technology is more than what we really think it is when they start giving us these little tools, games, and things to play with. They have, it's been out a while. This little exercise apparatus that they call the mirror, where you can exercise and in the mirror see yourself, but they have in the corner a little trainer or whatever that you're working out with. And again, these people are in your house, just like Siri's, Alexa, and all this. And what was strange, I saw they're advertising from Facebook now that they're pushing a new device by all things called Portal.
Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L?
Yeah, like a portal. Yeah.
Okay.
P-O-R-T-A-L, Portal. And I'm like, look at this. And it's dealing with you being able to, I guess, like Zoom call or whatever, but it's something newer with a new fashion, where you're just like you're almost there with this little apparatus they got, but it just hit me when I saw Portal. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at these numbers and these words and things we're talking about that we're talking about doing, and they keep putting artificial things in front of us to keep us distracted from opening up our own personal portals that we're able to do. Again, just like the cell phone taking over, we're being telepathic. We can use telepathy.
Yeah.
But we haven't remembered to the point where we even start to think, let alone do it. Because, again, we hear it. Yeah, it sounds good, but I'm using a cell phone. I ain't got time to be trying to think about using no telepathy.
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing that you look at something, what is your sleep number? They've made the beds now the same. What is your sleep number? So that means that that bed is connected to a system that really is invading into your bedroom, because they can monitor what this person, oh, she likes a 70 and he likes an 80. So monitoring and that thing is transmission. So now they have another part of your behavior in them being able to now have how this person likes to sleep on this phone, what he feels is a good thing for them. But they also tap into your brain frequency and your heart frequency, because those beds are made to register certain information that's transmitted in the way that they're technically set up. So while you're sleeping, it's recording your brain waves, your heart frequencies. It's recording all of that information. So what we're looking at is that's the programming that they can do by knowing that part, just like you got Siri and all of that, and you talking about the mirror. So that means that they have now access to your whole lifestyle or your whole behavior in your environment. You walk with the phone, which tells them where you are, what you're doing, what you buy, what you do. and who you're communicating with, and then you have the social media. So what they did is that they totally have your whole dossier on your Facebook file.
That's it. That's that. Wow. Facebook comes to 24, which is a 6. And all of them, all of these social media sites are using what we call, and they call algorithms, algorithms 42.
Right.
That's six. That's all part of a program. Program is 24, which is a 6.
And so again, what did they do when we had Reconstruction? They just gave us Juneteenth. But in Juneteenth, what happened after Juneteenth? They gave us Jim Crow. Now, they've just turned around and gave us Jim Code, because you just said algorithms. Those are codes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yep.
the Jim that they're using, the G-E-M or the J-I-M-C-O, the codes. So now they had the what? Black code laws. Now they got the Jim Code laws. Because now they're saying we have permission, because you're using our app. We have permission to tap your personal information.
That's it. Computer data. That's what they're using.
What was his name? I forget the guy. Computer Love said that you'll be in love with your computer screen. He didn't lie.
Oh, yeah. That was Roger Chapman and Zap, baby.
Computer
Love.
Computer Love.
That's it.
Not even thinking that we was listening to that. And he was already forewarning us of what was to come.
George said it also, too. So about the computers that we wasn't even ready for. So, man, that is it's crazy. But, yes, you can be heard.
Thank you. Family, this is very, very important. I'd like to dedicate this show to my son-in-law, who just made his transition, I believe, yesterday. I'm really not sure. This is a whole new metaphysical show. But he came here, and I didn't know who it was. His name is Valentine Amatraden, and he's from I don't think Jamaica, but he's from the same island that Minister Farrakhan is from. And
Grenada.
Okay. All right. Well, that is where he's from. And I didn't get the opportunity to know him, but he is really communicating. My grandson said he made his transition yesterday in the a.m. Well, last night, Brother Robert X's show was really dropping some diamonds, and now you're dropping some diamonds, and my son-in-law is communicating through you guys. That's why I'm dedicating this show to him, and thank you, grandson Xavier, for calling me. This is so deep. Now, I want to ask, Brother Kwame, you said four people took the opportunity to create 19 beings, right?
Right.
Okay. And if you take that one and you roll it with the four, one that's on the 19, you know, and you put it with the four beings, that comes up to, you know what,
a five.
And I find
it.
Now, what's your spin on that, Brother Eddie? You see what I just said?
Yeah, it's just, you just brought it to the five, that's all, and that's it. Because that one, with the females having the 19 children, the one, mm-hmm. which she really is, she's the one. Because without her, it would be none of us.
Mm-mm.
And bringing them together with the four, that's the spiritual. Spiritual is four. So that one and four brings us back to that five, which, as Brother Kwame was saying, is part of a code. Code is 14, which is that five. And when he said Jim Crow or Jim Code, it's both 24, which is that six. You mentioned that 12, 21 yesterday on Robert X show. What is that 12, 21, that 3-3? Which is your third eye, which is what you are, a senior. Senior is 24. This is why they want to take seniors out.
Right.
Yeah. And I just said that to today to a Baha'i brother. We got to get busy. But go yes, sir, Brother Kwame.
Because you said your son-in-law transitioned yesterday morning.
That's what my grandson said. They do not wish to connect with me. And I know it was Val Valentine, well, my son-in-law, that communicated with me, because my grandson called me at 5:13. And what's 5:13, family?
That's a nine.
That's right. That's right. And I wouldn't have known it was my son-in-law, and I had a dream about him telling me to don't give up, to get the family needs your information. And what was being shared on the show last night and what you're sharing, all of you, and even that bird thing, it is all relevant to what my son-in-law was saying, because he told me, I didn't know it was him. He says, you got to warn them, because something is getting ready to come down the pipeline. And my daughter, she would not let me speak to him or talk to him. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Last night, you and tonight, you, Brother Eddie, you are giving me confirmations about what I heard when Val passed. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what I was sharing with you, I was asking for, because today is the 23rd, so he left out 2021, 2022. Yesterday was the 22nd. He's left in the numerical order. And looking at that, 22, 2021, 6, 22, 2021. So that's 20, 21, 22, 6. But the thing of it is that it's the full moon is tomorrow. And so what he left in is an energy of the full moon, and that he left out with the portal opening, and that he had divine light to release himself from this planet.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. We'll have a reasoning about this as soon as I can. Wow. I really appreciate you, Brother Robert X, last night, and I really appreciate you, Brother Harris, and Brother Kwame, because I'm really, something is changing in my life as well, and I don't know, but I'm just grateful that I could have this grounding reasoning with the family, and you're on point, Brother Eddie. Every doggone thing revolves around numbers. Even when my grandson Xavier called me to tell, like, what? I said, he was here, you know, and thank you, grandson, for calling me. Because things, I want you family people who are listening, please, this, if there has ever been a time to pay close attention to the little creatures, the two-leggeds, the four-leggeds, and so on and so on, and your dreams. And your dreams, because the ancestors are talking with us 100 miles an hour because of something that's getting ready to unfold. And maybe this was my body's way of shutting me down this time for all of this to be going on. And I have to stay still whether I want to or not.
All right. But even with you receiving your operation and then making the repairs and putting in the new instruments to help you be able to walk again and be able to maneuver, that means that you picked up some new metallic energy that's going to help enhance the frequencies that you're going to be able to walk and pick up on and move around in inside of your body. That's why I shared with you that get the sister to put the crystal in your hair so you can
still in it
consciously. Yeah. And
it's
and
still,
that's
most of it is still in it in my head. I mean, in my hair.
And that's what your cosmic connection that you're picking up on, because it's in your antenna and it's connected to that. It's connecting you to that higher frequency that is really picking up in your body, because you look at the metal that you're having, the titanium that's in your body is resonating with the frequency, you know, that was the damage that was done, but now they've repaired it and done it. But that titanium is picking up. It's a conductor.
Well, Brother Kwame, this is only the beginning, because they're going to have to remove this spacer. I'm on antibiotics for like 2 weeks until the 28th. And you got to give me antibiotics 3 times a day to fight this infection so it won't turn into Mercer. However, it's a spacer, they call it, with medicine, medicine to also help with the infection. And
right.
Then two months later, they're going to go in and take this out if I'm clear, and then put a, I don't know what they're going to put, because they're going to have to recreate the bone.
Right.
I don't know. But this is only the beginning. So we're the only procedure, but I find it interesting that my checkup is on my Earth Day. It's like I'm being rebirthed, like the beetle that I told you about on the tree the other day. And they have an appointment at 11 o'clock. For my appointment on my Earth Day, the 1st of July. So I thought that was interesting. What's your read on it?
The scarab, and it's funny that you took the beetle, because the beetle and as much stuff as you've been in, special high-intensity training that you've been in, the beetle rolls up the dome and goes inside and lays its eggs, and it rolls it towards the sun, and it lets the sun bake it while the eggs, it dies inside while the eggs hatch. And then the new beetles are born out of that dung that the beetle has rolled up. All of that, he takes a piece of mess and rolls himself up in it. So when you feel that all of that SHIT that you've been through, you're preparing to roll up in there and produce a new you on the 1st of July.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. I was kind of thinking that, but I have to consult with you and Brother Eddie to make sure that I'm on point or on my square.
Well,
thank us.
And Eddie can give us what is beetle and what is dong. what is the numbers for those, and you'll see what comes from it.
Yeah, right quick, like, love it, Love AZ. Like you said, you are on your square, and that's the key. Your square is nine. Your square is your reality. Reality is nine. That's your lane. Lane is nine. That's your learning. Learning is nine. That's all the information you're getting from everywhere. Information is nine. So stay on your square. That's key. And you mentioned, and Brother Kwame mentioned, different ways that something I was thinking of, and it brought it together. Brother Kwame was like, we got to be awake. We got to be awake. And you used the term, it's like you're being rebirthed, reborn. And it's this new movie, Netflix movie called Awake. And if family ain't seen it, check it out. Because it puts me right where we were just talking about, being awake and being reborn. Because the gist of the movie is Awake is a solar flare explodes over the earth, and from that point on, nobody is able to sleep. Everybody is awake. And you know, without getting sleep, different things start to break down in your body, especially your brain starts to swell because it's not sleeping to get the right endorphins, the right melatonin, from the serotonin. All of these things aren't happening, so people, brain starts swelling, they start to go crazy. Could just bring it to the just, it was child, the female girl in the movie, where she wasn't the star, but she was the one that figured everything out, because everybody was trying to get her because she was the only one who could go to sleep, and they was trying to figure out what is it about her blood or whatever, that she can go to sleep and nobody else is, even her mother and brother. But what happened, while they were trying to get away in the very beginning, they had an accident and the car went into the lake. The brother and mother got out and started searching for the girl, and she had been pulled ashore by some policemen, and they had to resuscitate her to bring her back to life. That was the key. She figured out that they had to die and they had to be brought back in order to get there, or to reboot their brain so that they were able to sleep again. So it's just wild. So if you get a chance, but that, keep that moving.
And that's the key to it, Eddie, what you were saying, is that she died when the CME hit. She was dead, so she didn't pick up on the energy. Her brain was, she was dead. And so what happened was, is when it hit, she wasn't here, and then they revived her once everybody had received the energy from the CME. But she wasn't there to receive it. That's why she was able to still sleep, because she was asleep when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I just got a message that Guy Bones is in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I don't know what's going on, but who I got it from, they're not sure if he's in the hospital or for someone else. But so far, we just want to send, you know, good vibrations out to Guy Bones that all is well. I'll contact him in the morning and see what's going on.
It's full moon is bringing some energy to the planet.
That's it, man. That's it. And like I mentioned at the beginning, hopefully, family, if y'all laying into y'all rituals with these different celestial events that's happening, start getting into it. Find your own interpretations on what this energy, what this change, what these moons, strawberry, full, whatever, what is this energy is giving you, because it's changing and giving us things that we're receiving and we're not seeing what's coming, because, again, we're not even paying attention, because we're looking up at it instead of receiving what it's giving us.
Right. And it's
and also don't forget the drumming, because the drumming is changing a lot of things. You know, from the different reports and everything that I've been given, the drumming is working.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to continue with that. We want to continue with the drumming.
Were you about to say something, Brother Kwame?
No, I was just saying is that Mercury is going direct tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow, the 24th, and then you've got the full moon, and then you've got Jupiter in Aquarius and Saturn's aligned. So all of these alignments, and Neptune is in Pisces, which is a very strong energy. This is why so much spiritual connectivity is happening with people, is because of that Neptune in Pisces, and that energy is in alignment with this moon energy.
Okay.
So it's a powerful time, like you're saying, to do ceremony to enhance, because what we're getting is coming down, and the energy, the frequencies that are coming from these planets are emitting energy to help us to get through this and boost our bodies and minds and spirits if we tap into it and don't be afraid of it.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. That's it, family. Like I said, we got to take little bits and pieces from all of us who are giving information, digest it, take it in to that 30% of positive, and bring it out with the positive thoughts, meditations, and visualizations, and make it a reality, your square. We are the creators on this planet. We create, but we're more than anything consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're consuming and not producing, not creating. We can just start with creating the imagination that starts in our own mind.
Yeah.
We have everything we need. But the biggest point is, we don't believe we can do what we can do because we've been duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled into believing a program that is not conducive to who we are with nature. It took us all out of that nature that we're supposed to be in, that by the dictation of the universe is pushing us back to nature. Getting us back in nature. We're feeling this. Some of us don't know why. We're so engulfed in nature now. It's what is actually the universal spell, or as they say, universal time.
Yes. You know, for anybody that, you know, a lot of times it's just one flower that you get. Get lavender. Lavender has so many benefits. It's good for stress. It's good for pain, good for dementia. And also, we didn't go through any recipes or anything tonight, but if you want to make the oils, you know how you can buy the essential oils? You can make your own. And, you know, just steep it, you know, take the oil, the plant, you know, the flowers from it, and you want a bullet, but bullet with some oil, a basic oil, not canola or anything like that, but you can use like a virgin oil or a coconut oil, you know, something like that, and let it just boil down so that you have nothing but the, you know, just the form from the, can't think of the right word for it.
Elixir.
But pardon me?
I said elixir.
Yeah.
What? It's a tintury. Because when you making, or like you're talking about making lavender oil. and you,
yeah, or any other kind of oil that you want to use.
Right.
And yeah, any type of oil that you want.
Some together, and then that the extraction of the oils from the plant mixes with the oils that you have it in, and then that fragrance is there. And so it's just like
and
I
you
do
a slow roast. Yeah,
right.
You do it slowly, a slow boil.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can use that. I mean, this, you know, this to help you with a lot of things, you know, especially for your nerves. I mean, you figure if the grid and everything goes down, people's nerves are going to be on edge. And then for crying babies and things like that, lavender is good to soothe them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that, you know, nature has already provided for us. Basil, you know, you can do the same thing with the basil because that's another thing that relaxes you as well and has a lot of healing benefits to it. And so all of these different flowers and plants and things that you see that's, you know, out in your yard or just that you're growing, you know, we grow basil for seasoning our food, but it can also season our body within.
That is correct, because when we truly know that every so-called man-made medicine was made from a natural plant, tree bark, limb, something natural that they extracted and made it into some type of elixir, as Kwame used, or some type of pill form. But it all comes from nature that they have manufactured to basically offset instead of cure, because there's no pill or anything they got out there that cures anything. It prolongs it. It just prolongs one's agony, and they're constantly getting paid like a pusher, because that's what they're pushing. They're man-made, manufactured drugs. That's why they say it's more of an opiate addiction than anything else. Because what? All of these man-made pharmaceutical drugs that they can get from any drugstore.
But, and I'm glad you used that word, because when you look up the root word of addiction, it comes from the Latin word addictus, and addictus means to enslave.
Yep.
And so you become a slave to whatever it is that you've become addicted. This is the whole part of this, is that they create, and what's key to it is that you create the environment in order to get the body to fight and not release its natural endorphins and hormones, because you create an environment that keeps you in tension and keeps you on that flight or fear mentality. Then you got to find something to alter or calm yourself down. So you substitute what was naturally in you that would naturally release if you was in the right environment. You substitute it with sugar, salt, cigarettes, tobacco, whatever. And when you do that, that makes the body what it would naturally, it takes an artificial, just like you said. Everything that comes from, and this is why pharmacy has to take and make an artificial, that's why they call it pharmaceutical, is because they're creating an artificial farm, because nature is the real farm that we get our plant lives. And these are relatives, because in indigenous teaching, we call all plants as our plant relatives. They're our relatives. Like we have standing talls, the trees are our relatives. And so everything is a community. When you come into a forest, you're in a community, because every tree has its sets of plants that grows with it. And so you have the medicine that's around each. A pine tree has certain things grow by it. You have, you know, a magnolia tree. You have a willow tree. And each one of those medicines, if you have poison ivy or poison oak, then you're going to have a tree, plants is going to have milkweeds. The the antidote to whatever is negative is in nature. It has its opposite. So it's understanding how to use its opposites.
Yeah, I have something that I want to ask about this. Did y'all know that, I don't know if it has passed yet or not, I have to look that up, but there, it has been a ban to ban menthol. You know, so for cigarettes, cigars, you know, any smoking products, they want to ban menthol. Now, isn't it kind of ironic that they want to ban menthol cigarettes, you know, smoking products, but they made marijuana legal?
Well, but why is that? What does most
smoke? You know, why would they remember when marijuana was illegal, but you could smoke anything you wanted, you know, besides marijuana and things like that?
But
so, now how safe then is the marijuana?
Let me ask you a quick question.
Marijuana now, you can get it anywhere. How safe is that?
Let me ask this quick question, Antoinette. Do your own research and look up, I don't care how long you go back, how many people have died from marijuana and how many people have died from cigarettes. People have died of tobacco and tar nicotine more than marijuana anywhere.
Yes, I understand that, but Brother Eddie, what I'm saying is this. Now, they're pushing marijuana now that they are putting out there. It has no seeds or anything in there. I mean, I don't know. I don't smoke marijuana, but I've heard people say that the marijuana doesn't have seeds. So how natural is it?
Well, see, you just said the same thing. Are you saying they are manufacturing now the marijuana? Now it's legal once they manufacture, just like they did the tobacco. When we used tobacco before they manufactured it into cigarettes and we used the hemp and marijuana, all naturally, it was all good. It's only after this man's system makes it in a way that he's making money off of things that grow natural that we've been using for centuries that it's harmful. See?
Right.
And because the weed I've been smoking for the last 40 years got seeds, and I make sure that. It has seeds. So I've been talking about that for a long time. If you're smoking anything that ain't got seeds, it is not natural. It's synthetic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what you asked the question is about making menthol illegal. And the thing is that what they're saying is we're Newport, Coos,
biggest consumer of menthol is black people. That's
what
you're going
at.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Who is basically the consumer of menthol cigarettes?
Right. So that means that you now going to bust grandma for smoking Newports and you letting her grandson go buy a pound of marijuana.
And then I think it was in D.C. where they're giving you they were giving people marijuana if they would take the shot. So how many people from going crazy not being able to get a cigarette is going to go, at least I can go and get some weed.
But see, this is a thing that each state has passed because there's two governments. It's the only place in the United States that a plant can grow in the ground of marijuana is at the University of Mississippi because the government has a special project that they're doing with the DEA that they're testing and looking at how marijuana grows in Mississippi, and that's the university they're using. You look at all of these other dispensaries and places that they're doing, they got hydroponics, they got artificial. I had a partner that I stayed with in Colorado. His whole the length of his house was the basement was marijuana from the seedlings to the little plants to the harvesting. And he had his whole setup, and he had to go buy the soils, and he had the pumps, and then he had the air filtrations and the lighting and all of it's done in an unnatural environment. And they're mass-producing factories that are doing this in an unnatural way. I remember in Vietnam going into a marijuana forest. It wasn't a field. It was a forest because they will grow into trees.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about solutions and remedies. So what solution and remedy do we have for people that are smokers? And so that they don't turn to this man-made marijuana, however you want to say it, concoction that they got. What solution do we have for these people? I mean, because if I was still a smoker, I'm telling you, I would still be smoking cigarettes regardless.
Well, the thing that I did with me and my research and seeing I smoke American Spirit. They're organic tobacco. They're manufactured by indigenous people.
Yeah.
And so in that part, and there's no chemical treatment to it because the menthol is not in the tobacco. The menthol is in the filter.
Right. Oh, okay. I thought it was in the cigarette itself.
No, it is in the filter.
Okay.
The filters have a menthol that they put in between the tobacco and that because when you break off the filter, you're just smoking straight tobacco.
Oh, okay. See, I thought they put it in with the tobacco too. I didn't know how they did it.
But what?
Okay.
What
see,
happened,
I just smoked them, Brother Kwame.
Right. But what they did was this is why when they had the big suit, because they knew that they were treating the paper, they were treating the tobacco in order for it to burn. Because the thing that it was is that if you get the person to sit their cigarette down and just burn up, then that makes them have to smoke more. Just like when you smoke American Spirit, they will go out because there's no chemical treatment on the paper.
Yeah.
So
I smoke them too.
In the way
Look, I was
that
a dedicated smoker.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the way in which it's just like I carry a Native American pipe. It's called a Chinupa. We have a mixture. We don't inhale because, see, that was the thing when we introduced it to the European, we only used it in ceremony when we smoked the pipe, when we had made a treaty, when we had a settlement on something. You presented and smoked the pipe, but you didn't inhale because the pipe was given to you. So when you see the smoke that you take from that sacred herb, because the mixture is sage, it's called kanik. It's a mixture of sage, cedar, and tobacco. You mix the blend of the sacred herbs, and you light it. So when you make the prayer or you make the agreement, you see the smoke that's going, carrying what you're agreeing to or what you're praying for. That was why the pipe was presented. The European took that and made that whole concept because we've been smoking tobacco, like Eddie said, for thousands of years.
Yeah, I mean, because I remember my uncles and, you know, my grandfathers, they smoked the pipe. They had different pipes for different occasions. But that's something
right.
that you don't see anymore. You really don't see them with pipes.
No,
and,
because
you know, that's a long part. You know, that's a shame because, you know, I really liked, you know, I didn't like the smell of it, but you know, it was just something to see a man with a pipe.
Right. Well, that was a status because you looked at who were the people that smoked pipes, the educators, the college professors, Sherlock Holmes, you know, all of that imagery gave them is that person standing there with a pipe in his mouth. And then what did you have? The rich person is doing what? Now, most people now smoke Cuban cigars and all these big cigars is because that's the money status. You know, that big brown cigar in their mouth, and that's the status of money, that you smoke a big hand-rolled cigar to make it feel like you've got certain ability. But a lowly person smoking, you know, what they used to say is got fire on one end, a fool on the other.
Honestly, I just always admired the men with the pipes.
But,
you know,
that's
what I said, maybe because I've seen my grandfathers You know, and they had different pipes, I guess, for different occasions. You know, when my grandfather was out, you know, working in the garden, you know, in the field, or, you know, tending to the, you know, to the cattle and stuff, he had, you know, I guess a horn pipe or wood pipe or something. But, you know, if they were going somewhere.
But grandma had a corn cob pipe.
Yeah, see, I didn't see my grandmother's wood pipe. Yeah, see,
but
it was just my grandfather's and my uncle's.
Right.
I never
but
seen women with pipes.
Well, women used to smoke corn cob pipes. The woman would get that, make her look. But the thing was is that nicotine is the only substance besides caffeine that anesthetizes the whole brain. Marijuana, opioids, alcohol, all goes to the thalamus and the pineal. That's the area that it affects. The nicotine and caffeine substance does the whole brain. That's why caffeine and nicotine are harder to come off of than heroin and marijuana and opioids. Is because after 3 or 4 days or a week, that thalamus and pineal reheals. But the brain is so used to having that anesthetizing feeling is that it puts relief for a while, and then when the brain speeds back up, then you smoke another cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, because I know that was the hardest thing for me to give up. And I heard people say that cigarettes were harder to give up than somebody that was on heroin, and I just didn't see
I gave up heroin, gave up alcohol, gave up marijuana, and all the other drugs that I used to use. And nicotine and caffeine is my substance that I still have, I use today.
Yeah. Ken, I used to really be hooked on coffee, but I'm not too much anymore. I go days, sometimes weeks, without drinking coffee, which is really,
right.
I mean, if y'all knew how I used to be.
Well,
and I said it's something because I have big bags of coffee. You know, I put down the freezer because I don't drink coffee like that anymore.
Right. And the thing that coffee does and coffee – And it's a funny thing about coffee and the coffee bean, and I used to study. I studied that. I had a partner who had a coffee shop, and he used to bring all these different beans, and he had the big roasters. Decaffeinated and caffeinated is the skin of the coffee bean. If you ground the bean with the skin on, like you have peanuts and you take the skin off of them, just the nut that you eat, but the caffeine is in the covering, and when you ground it up with covering, you create caffeine. When you take the skin off of the bean, you create decaffeinated. And so,
because decaffeinated is nasty. I never liked decaf.
Because you have a certain bitterness and a certain kick to it. That's what the caffeine is.
Okay.
Another side note, since y'all on coffee and caffeine, which is all good, do you know that 13,000 people die a year from caffeine, from drinking coffee?
No.
But
do you know that caffeine is
the substance used to stimulate the heart?
Yep. That's why a lot of people die from drinking all that coffee overseas. You know, these places that they grow these coffee beans where it's an everyday beverage all day long. And we don't even know
really,
those beans.
Starbucks.
But I don't know if they still do it today, but I know this old, she was an old lady at the time. And she passed away a couple years ago. But she had told me, my daughter was having an asthma attack. She was just a little girl then. And she told me to give her coffee, not tea, give her a cup of coffee, and it'll pull her out of the asthma attack. And whenever she would go to have an asthma attack, I would give her a cup of coffee. And it would take her right out. She'd be okay.
Right. I mean, anything in excess kills you. But if you use it in the way, in moderation, in the way it was created to be used for certain things, then it will help you survive.
Okay.
Agreed. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, it's like what is that? That's what, where he went to the wedding and he turned the water into wine.
Mhm.
And
yeah,
so the thing of it is, it's symbolic that yeah, he turned water into wine, but then he didn't turn the man into a wino. That's the excess.
Right. That's true.